I mean, what kind of competitor wouldn't it bother? You know what I'm saying? So I can understand if we fouled him going to the free throw line. I don't want to make a big deal out of it. Obviously, I was pissed off at the game, but it's time to decompress and move on. Congratulations to him having 48 points. You know, he was the primary concern tonight, and, you know, he made us pay in certain instances of just making some tough shots and some tough layups. And, you know, but the ball deserves to go on the crowd after a bull move like that. So,
yeah, NBA Straya. How you going? That's right, man. Welcome to NBA Straya for Tuesday, November 6th. I am your host, James Clements. I am a writer for Rolling Stone, Triple J, Junkie, Red Bull Mag, and whoever else wants to pay me that sweet, sweet green. Yeah. And I'm here in Larry Hum Studios, letting you know what's going on, who's doing what, where they're doing it, why they're doing it, who's doing it better than Lonzo Ball in the NBA today, just while repping Straya a little bit, mate. It's just what we do. So today's show covers off a very fun day of NBA action. We've got a bunch of career high nights. We've got Kyrie and Jamal beef. And we're going to wrap every game from today. So that's going to be awesome. Plus, there's all the usual dumbassery if that's not a knife. Old mate, no mate, spud of the night, and better than Lonzo Ball. And of course, there's always, yeah, nah. There's also the unpopular opinion of the day at Outback Takehouse, where we're serving up some flame grilled takes. And because it's Tuesday, that means we have a brand new Shane Heal Shooter Shoot Your Shot Fill It Up Award, a new Where in the World is Mango Mathiang, and we preview and pick all the NBA games for tomorrow before finishing up with a very special episode of Jingles HR with Joe Ingles. Oh yeah, it's a pillar. All right, so let's get to it. NBA's back, and this is NBA Story Episode 176. Let's go!
This is David Anderson. You're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
Oh, you better. Or you better watch out for the Kyrie flinging the ball into the crowd attack, maybe. Jesus, he threw it up there pretty hard as well. If you're not watching, just imagine that basketball wanging you on the side of the noggin. Jesus, Kyrie, settle down, mate. Have a fucking cry. Your big girl's blouse. Anyway, we're going to start today's show the way we start every show with the daily whip around. We've got a bit of news. The Cavs actually have a coach now, I guess, after Larry Drew. He of having coached the Hawks and the Bucks to supremely mediocre results, came to terms with the team as their coach for the rest of the year, and a partial guarantee was reached for next year as well, where he'll be bought out if they hire someone else. So get that bag, Larry, on you, mate. Not bloody bad. Like, also, no way would you want to hang around there in Cleveland unless you were getting that bag. So more power to him. I also like that the Cavs are kind of like, oh, fuck, man. If Larry Drew doesn't coach us, who the fuck's going to? Give him all the money. Fuck it. All that predatory loan shit. In other coaching news, Houston have gone back to their old flame. They brought back former defensive coordinator Jeff Bzdelic. He retired, and suddenly the Rockets are like, do you want to come back? Because we're giving up 112 points a game, Mr. Bzdelic. And he's all like, yeah, I got to wrap up some more family shit, but we're all pretty good here, so I'll be back after Thanksgiving. How good is that? What a nice little holiday. He's like, yeah, you guys are struggling without me. Cool. How much money did you say you pay me? Sick. I'll be back after Thanksgiving. I need another couple of weeks off. Love it. On ya, Jeffo. El Jefe. Another news, Miami, they unveiled their new city jerseys. They're not really new, they're just like a slight twist on the Miami Vice jerseys from last year. They're black though, which is sick. They still look amazing, so good on you, Miami, that's awesome. Buried in the report though is that those Miami Vice jerseys last year sold more than all the other city jerseys combined. Which makes sense, like when you think about it, because they were the fucking sickest by a long, long shot, so... good job, Miami. Don't fuck with something that's not broke. Especially when you make all that sweet, sweet folding stuff when you're selling them from your own arena and team stores. So that's smart. Good job. We've also got some Kawhi news that the Clippers are way ahead of the Lakers in the race for Kawhi because he wants his own team and doesn't want to play with LeBron. More power to you. We'll cover the rest of that in Yeah Nah. Some injury stuff. Rusty left today's game with a busted ankle, and Whinge and Hassan Whiteside sat out. So let's just get into the wraps for today, shall we? Oh, yeah, sweet, bro. I'll have a nice chicken teriyaki wrap. Thanks, bro. All right, Tuesday, we had 9 games, so let's do it. Miami went into Detroit and beat the Pistons in overtime. We had the Pistons -5. That's a miss. Detroit have now lost 5 in a row. Miami got Goran the Flog Dragic back, but lost, as mentioned, Whinge and Hassan Whiteside. And still rolled, man. Josh Richardson hit just enough free throws basically in the last 2.5 seconds to win this. Hit 4 free throws right at the death. Blake Griffin fouled out for Detroit in the fourth quarter. Miami nearly blew this as well, which is wild. They were up 105-103. D-Wade missed 2 free throws with 20 seconds left. And Drummond had a putback with 0.5 seconds left on the clock to send it to OT. And then Miami eventually just got over the hump. So for the Pistons, Andre Drummond, just another massive game. The dude is leading the league in rebounding and absolutely crushing it. Fucking Wilt Chamberlain over here, 24 points, 24 rebounds. That is unreal. Blake Griffin, meanwhile, had 24 points, 15 rebounds. It's like Wilt playing with bloody Elgin Baylor at this point. Blake also had 7 assists. Reggie Jackson, he had 25 and 6 assists and 21 for Galloway. The problem was for the Pistons, little big dog, Glenn Robinson, had 16 as well. And that was it. Literally no one else scored apart from 4 points from Ish Smith. That's wild. They also had 20 turnovers. Pistons! What are you doing? Dwayne Casey, kick in some heads. For Miami, BAM! Adebayo started for Whinge and Hassan. He had 11 and 8 with 3 steals. I love me some BAM. Trick or treat, Josh Richardson absolutely crushed it today. 27 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. And that flog, Goran Dragic, 21 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. Better than in every single way, shape, and form than Reggie Jackson, as the Pistons' own graphic showed during the game, which is hilarious. D-Wade, even though he's missed those free throws, he still shot 8 of 15 from the field and ended up with 18 points, and the Heat rolled. So there you go, Heat going to Detroit, get a much-needed win. They both teams now 4-5 and right in the middle of that Eastern Conference. Speaking of the East, Houston rolled into Indy today and beat them 98-94. We had the Rockets +1, so that's a win. But this was a great game. We had James Harden versus Victor Oladipo, and they had very, very similar lines. Both ended up with 28 points. Harden shot 5 of 12 from 3. Victor shot 4 of 11. Victor had 6 rebounds. Harden had 6 assists. Harden had 4 rebounds, and Victor had 2 assists. There's a lot going on. Harden had 5 turnovers. Victor had 4. Awesome. Thing is, Victor hit 2 massive threes to get them all the way back into this game in the last minute. And then Harden turned around and made a tie-breaking 3-pointer with 35 seconds left on the clock. And then closed it out by making 4 straight free throws down the stretch. So that was a great game. Really fun. For Indy, the only person I've known who did anything else was the Souvlaki King, Domantas Sabonis. 17 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Just like his old man. Get a combo Suva from him. Fucking A. And for Houston, 18 and 10 for Clint Capela. While CP3, bit of a flog night for him. 9 points and 13 assists. But Houston, getting back on track. They're now 4-5 after their 1-5 start. So pulling it all back together. Indy, they're 7-4, looking pretty good. Not looking good are the Cavs. They lost to the Magic 102-100 on the back of a wild Evan Fournier. Evan, don't Google me, Fournier. Hitting a go-ahead game-winning buzzer beater. This was absolutely insane. It was all tied up. He kind of just went, ah, I've got it. Bang, nailed it. All over. It was pretty wild as well because he missed a free throw to put them up 1 and made up for the long bomb game winner. That's how you make up for it. For the Cavs, I think it was yesterday that we mentioned we might get a big sex man, Colin Sexton, breakout game. That did not happen. To put it in stark relief, 5 points is not good, nor is 2 of 6 shooting. Just saying. Come on, Cleveland, you're really fucking with me. And that's not handy. Helping. Come on, sex man. The vets, though, showed up for the Cavs after their big fucking let's leak everything to the press and talk a bunch of shit about the young dudes. Tristan Thompson, everyone hates him. He had 19 points, 16 rebounds, 4 assists. George Hill had 22 points, 6 assists, and 14 each for JR and fake JR, Jordan Clarkson. Not bloody bad. Still, the Cavs lost. Don't forget that. And the Magic, they won. Azagordo. He had 23 points and 9 rebounds. The star of Uncle Drew, 14 and 10 for Vooch. And Fournier, on top of his game, when he had 15 and 5 assists, which makes it 4, 7, and 5 assists over his last 3 games. I like this, considering they don't really have a point guard. Well, DJ Augustin is a point guard, but he's a point guard in the way that like vanilla is an ice cream flavor. It's like, it's there and then sure it's ice cream, but you don't want it. Get the fuck out of here. 15 also for T-Ross. Cavs dropped to 1-9. Gross! And the Magic now 4-6 randomly. It's not bad. That's like just as good as like Miami and Detroit basically. Wild. There's another insane game in New York today. We had the New York Knickerbockers of New York City losing 115-116 to the Chicago Bulls in double overtime. We had the Bulls plus 3. That was a win. We also had Magic minus 3.5. That was a close miss. Anyway, picks not too bad today. Hardaway, the lesser, and Zach LaVine, this was billed as, but no Tim Hardaway. He had a hurt back. He's got a lower back contusion. Maybe someone's hitting that from behind. What do you reckon? Oh, just saying. How'd you tramp stamp Tim Hardaway, the lesser? But Zach LaVine did show up for the showdown, even if Tim Hardaway didn't. We'll get to that in a sec. Knicks, Enes the Penis Kanter, the giant turkey, had 23 and 24. A lot of big 23, 24, 24, 24 games today. Missed a three to win the game at the end of the first overtime, though, did Enes the Penis. Long bombs, not his forte. 21 for Alonzo Zotria. He looks good, man. Doxson at 18. Amudie had 16 and tied it up at the end of second overtime with a sick driving layup. And then LaVine, though, won this game, as we'll talk about right now. Because Zach LaVine, man, 41 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. And the game-winning drive where he got fouled with 0.2 seconds left on the clock. What are you doing, Knicks? It was wild. Made the first free throw and then obviously missed the second one on purpose. So LaVine, what a massive game. It's career high 41. We'll talk about it in a little bit later. Wendell, he was really good. Wendell Carter Jr. was really good until he fouled out. He had 11 points, 13 rebounds, 2 blocks. We had a lot of Robin Lopez as a result. And any amount of Robin Lopez is usually too much. Get him on a contender ASAP. I mean, come on, what are we all doing here? Robin Lopez, he's good. Why is he on the Bulls? Antonio Blakeney had 17 as well. And Jabari Parker had 15 on 15 shots. The classic Jabari line. Knicks are 3-8. Bulls are 3-8. Pelicans, they played in OKC and they lost. We had OKC minus 4.5. That is a hit because OKC won 122-116. Anthony Davis came back. As mentioned, though, I don't know why he'd play against Steven Adams. It's not going to be fun. We also had Rusty and Drew, but Rusty went out with a sprained ankle in the third quarter when OKC then went on a big run. They outscored the Pels 16-9 after he left. Got a big cushion there. And then the Pels got all the way back into this game, though. So, you know, it wasn't all just because, now Rusty's got, we're good. Got it all the way back to 1 point with under a minute left. It was wild. Schroeder and Paul George made some free throws and closed out for OKC, though. So for the Pels, Anthony Davis, 20 points on 20 shots. Yeah, not great. His last three games for Anthony Davis, the brow there, shooting 36%. Reckon that elbow is pretty bad. Also had 5 turnovers. Julius Randle, 26 points. Didn't miss a shot. That's a perfect 10 of 10 for Julius. Also had 8 rebounds. Good on him. Drew Holiday, 22 points, 14 assists. And Nikola Mirotic, old beardy Mirotic. Oh, you know his sweat smells like goulash Mirotic. A career high 16 rebounds and 16 points. On you, Nikola. Sure. OKC, there was 17-7-9 for Rusty before he went out. Paul George then took over. Great line for Paul George. 23 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists, and 4 steals. OKC held on thanks to German Rondo Dennis Schröder. 22 points in Rusty's place. Steven Adams 18-8. And look, you know, bit of help off the bench from two Pats for OKC. Patrick Patterson had 10 points in 17 minutes. And Jeremy Grant is actually looking okay. He's got to hit some threes, though. But today he had 13-6. So for the Pels, they dropped that. They've now lost 6 straight. Meanwhile, OKC are 5-4, and they've won 5 straight. Wow. It's weird, huh? Not weird. 115 Denver win over Boston in Denver, 107. Denver, we had them at minus 2.5. That's a hit. This was great. What a fun-ass game. Boston, look, they just kind of look a little bit off, especially late. All this year, they're just a little bit wonky. And this finished the little bit of controversy there where Jamal Murray, 48 points, launched a three at the very end and to see if he get 50 after it was all over Red Rover. And Kyrie Irving's like, oh, bro, you can't do that, bro. What are you doing? Well, have some respect, bro. It's like, Kyrie, shut the fuck up. Come on, man. Let little guy get 50. He had a career high. Kyrie himself had 31 points, 5-5. Gordo, oh, geez. Gordon Hayward, not looking good. 8 points, not great shooting either. 15 each for the Double Js, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. And, ugh, Look, it's weird that Boston, if the Flask dad Mook Morris doesn't go well, Boston don't either. He had 6-6 with 4 turnovers and they didn't win. That's the correlation. Marcus Morris plays well, Boston win. He doesn't, they lose. It's wild. Denver, as mentioned, jamming Jamal Murray, 48. He was amazing down the stretch. Look, hit two massive threes in the middle of the fourth. He scored 8 straight, basically to give Denver a bit of a breather, a bit of breathing room, and smashed it. It was awesome. God damn, he's good. So that was neat. Good on you, Jammin' Jamal. Gary the Dartsman Harris had 13, 5, 3, and 3 steals. Jesus. And while the Joker, he had 8, 10, and 8. Pretty good. Boston there, 6 and 4. Denver, 9 and 1. Unbelievable. Speaking of unbelievable, Toronto going to Utah and smashed the Jazz. 124-111. We had the Jazz minus 1.5. That's a miss. Utah, they're reeling. Needed that one at home. They're 0-4 at home now. Toronto are on a back-to-back without Kawhi in both of them, and they won both. That is unbelievable. The Jazz, no Donovan fucking Mitchell. 14-12 for the Stifle Tower. And Alec Burks had 22, which is nuts. 12 for Crowder, 11 each for Favors and O'Neal. But, man, they just cannot score. Well, I mean, they had 111, but without Donovan fucking Mitchell, their offense really struggles. Speaking of struggling, Jingles. Oh, geez. Did not have a good night. We'll get to that in the Australian Player Watch. And look, the Jazz should probably be playing Dante Exum Kangaroo Kobe himself more. He had a good night in very limited time because Rubio was sucking and they kept playing him and it was weird. We'll talk about that later too. The Raps, they spread it out. 17 points each for Serge, Wilt Chamberlain, Ibaka. The OG, Ananobi, Fred Van Vliet of the Fightin' Van Vliet's, and Big Booty Car Larry. 17 each. That's awesome. Big Booty Car Larry also had 11 assists and Pascal Siakam. You see Akam, you suck him. He had 16 points and 7 rebounds. Good game. So for Utah, they now drop to 4-6. And whoa, Houston. Wow, not Houston. Toronto, they're 10-1. Equal with the Warriors for the best record in the league. Unreal. Speaking of the Warriors, they beat Memphis 117-101. We had the Warriors minus 14. That's another win. This was tied at halftime. And Memphis were looking actually pretty good. Then whammy! The usual Golden State fucking ass-kicking in the third quarter happened. Outscored him by 19. It was all over. Unbelievable. Memphis, that absolute coach-killing spud, Marc Gasol. 2 shots he took. He had finished with 8 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists. But still, 2 shots. Mike Conley as well. He had 8 shots. Finished on 9 points, 5 assists. Wow. Definitely worth the fucking $55 million they're paying those two. Jesus. Memphis, it all came down to Jaren Jackson Jr., Triple J, and Orlando Magic legend Shelvin Mack, who both had 15 apiece. But the Grizzlies were led by Dylan Brooks at a season-high 18. Good on you, Dylan. Not bloody bad, mate. But man, they just got run over by the Warriors. Steph struggled early. He only hit 1 shot in the first half, still finished with 19 points, 7 assists. The coward, Kevin Durant, had 22, 6-6. But the Warriors were paced by Klay. He had 27 points, 11-21 shooting. Pretty bloody good. Well, Draymond came out with a hurt foot. Steve Kerr mentioned that x-rays were negative, though, after the game. So there you go. Warriors just keep kicking ass. They're 10-1. Memphis, 5-4. Not too bad. And then the final game of the day, the Clippers beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. We had the Clips minus 4 for a win. That was 121-9. We win that. So what do we hit? 1, 2, 3 out of 4. 4 out of 5. 5 out of 6. Wow, we went like 6 out of 9 today. It's pretty good. Nice. So there you go. That was a lot of good stuff. Minnesota, look, only ran 9 deep, which was wild in this game. On the second night of a back-to-back after flying down from Portland, Tibbs is a fucking maniac. Come on, mate. What are you doing? D-Rose, I mean, the D-Rose and Jimmy Buss didn't play in the game before, but still. So Jimmy Buss was back for this. D-Rose and Milos got into a bit biffo early on. Montrez jumped in, and D-Rose going to fight him as well. Just don't let D-Rose get any of his mates around you, Montrez. Might get more than you fucking bargained for. Pat Bev and Taj also got into it later as well, when Pat Bev kind of maybe sort of trip Taj, which was pretty fun. And look, I don't know, it was a wild one. Minnesota, Cat, he had 20 points, 12 rebounds, 4 blocks. And then didn't get a fucking touch in the fourth quarter. What are you doing, Tibbs? That's nuts. D-Rose had 21 points on 20 shots. He's back to being his old new self. And Butts ended up with 20 points, 4 rebounds, and 5 assists. And no one else in Mini did anything good. Clips, Gallo, and Tobias Harris, the never nude. He had 22. Didn't he? Le Gallinari. 22. That's pretty good. Tobias also added 10 rebounds, 20 off the pint for Sweet Lou Williams. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got the start for Avery Bradley today. He had 6 points, 5 assists, did the Rook. Got a bit of Boban as well. Took a break from scaring Eastern European villagers. Had 10 points, 9 rebounds in only 18 minutes, which, math science. He'd averaged 20 and 18 in 36 minutes. Not bloody bad. So good win for the Clips. Held on when the Wolves threatened late and they got over the hump. So good job, Clips. They're now 6-4. Wolves dropped to 4-7. Jeez, it's a rough one. All right, let's get to the NBA Australia Approved Performance of the Night.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That was a knife, Zach LaVine. Oh, career high 41 points. Unreal. Game ceiling drawn foul at the end of the second overtime. But come on, we can't give it to you. You're playing the Knicks. We're going to give this to Jammin' Jamal Murray with his career high of 48 points. Had an absolute torrid night. 19 of 28 field goals, 5 of 11 from 3. Shattered. He had 50 there. Didn't get a foul call right at the end, which is a pain in the butt. Missed a layup in the last 10 seconds. And then took that long three as time expired that pissed off Kyrie. So, yeah, it's a tough one. But 48, he is a problem. Speaking of Kyrie, though.
Old mate, no mate.
Old mate, no mate.
Who's got no mates today? Well, it's kind of Jamal Murray, but this is more me just going, fuck you, Kyrie Irving. Let Jamal Murray shoot a three to get his 50. That's not a bullshit move. You heard this at the top of the goddamn show. The bullshit is you getting fucking beat and not being in a position to stop him from beating you and taking a shot at the end of it to get 50. Stop your fucking crying. You don't believe the world is round, but you think that was a bullshit move? Fuck you. Get the stick out of your ass. Stop being mad at Murray. Be mad at yourself and your fucking team for getting beat, you flog. And Jamal Murray, man, I love this. Took a little bit of a shot back at the end of it all. He said on going head-to-head against Kyrie, I wasn't thinking about learning. I only went to school for a year. I was only thinking about putting the ball in the basket. Brap, 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 brap. On you, Jamal Murray. That was sick. All right, what about Spud of the Night, though?
Spud of the Night.
Carmelo Anthony. 8 points, 3 of 9 shooting. That is Spud worthy. But Ricky Rubio, 1 of 10 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3. Jesus. Meanwhile, Dante Exum is just riding the pine. Absolutely crushed it when he got out there. Quinn Snyder, what do you have against Dante Exum, mate? Jesus. I mean, Ricky Rubio's all well and good, but 1 of 10? Fucking hell. Anyway, pantsing of the night. This has got to be the Raps on the Jazz. I mean, the Raps on the end of a back-to-back without their best player, the Jazz, man. I don't know what... In Utah as well, no less. Toronto on a road back-to-back. Win both of them without Kawhi. That is a pantsing, Utah. You better pull them up because, look, a lot of Mormons around, they're going to get upset. That's a bad pantsing. And Murray on the Celtics. That's a fucking pantsing and a half, especially when you're like, man, I'm about to score 50. And if it's always a great pantsing when you've upset the other team by beating them and then doing something where they go upset. It's like, oh, you can't do that after you beat us. It's like, hey, motherfucker, they can do whatever the fuck they want. They beat you. Nothing more to it. Come on. Anyway, who was better than Lonzo Ball today?
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros. Now I can be average. Coming for everybody.
Who was better than Lonzo Ball today / Trae Young? Oh, it wasn't Colin Sexton. That's for sure. Oh, geez. Not the sex man. How about Alfonso McKinney for Golden State? 29 minutes, 14 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 6 of 9. Nice. From the field, 2 of 3 from 3. Really good showing by McKinney. But Jaren Jackson Jr., what an absolute rip-snorter of a game he had. 15 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and 5 blocks. He is un-bloody real. I love me some Triple J. All right, we'll be back in a second with some Yenas.
Hi, this is Ryan Brockoff, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, we are back. It's time for Yeah Nah, where we take a bunch of NBA storylines, decide whether they're more yeah or more nah. And number one, if you were Kawhi, would you want to play with LeBron? Yeah nah, no fucking way. Kawhi's already a champion. He's already won a finals MVP. He doesn't need that LeBron shine. Give me my own stupid ass team. But the problem is, if he goes to the Clippers, Kawhi, what are you doing, mate? Watch him go there and get hurt a bunch of times and never fulfill his, like, you know, talent and destiny. That's the Clipper way. It's just how it goes, man. Anyway, I wouldn't want to play with LeBron if I was Kawhi. You're already good, mate. Just stick in Toronto. You're absolutely crushing it. Number two, OKC better without Rusty. Oh, I saw this pop off on Twitter earlier. Yeah, nah. Get the fuck out of here. Yes, they went on a run without him after he went down, but they also nearly blew the fucking game as well. This whole Westbrook overthinking it thing just kills me, man. Like, the dude is electric and such a fun slash nuts slash insane player to watch. But, I mean, I'd rather watch him a million times over than do the right thing, angry little man, CP3 or something like that, you know? Give me Rusty. So when dudes say, way down under, and drop like a weird Australian accent from someone shooting a three, or the Spurs announcer saying it when Patty Mills hits a shot, is that racist? Yeah, nah. Nah, come on, we're not a race. But it is pretty fucking strange and a little on the nose. Like, they don't do that for, like, Canadians, like, oh, that was a good shot, eh? Could you imagine that? That'd be great. Or if they did like a Kiwi accent, it's like, oh, that was a sweet shot, bro. Good stuff, Stephen Adams, eh? Come on, man. Finally, are Boston going to be okay? Yeah, nah. Yeah, maybe. But man, they probably will be, but it is ugly at the moment. They are scoring the worst in the East at the moment. That is absolutely, apart from the Orlando Magic. I forgot about the Orlando Magic. Yeah, they suck. But it's like, they're basically the third or fourth worst offense in the league. It's behind, like, basically Phoenix, Orlando, and Memphis. And that is not where you want to be. At a hint, you know? Places that are not good to be underneath Memphis, Phoenix, and Orlando. Boston, the hell? I thought you had, like, you know, the second coming of fucking, like, you know, Magic Johnson crossed with Michael Jordan in fucking Jason Tatum. It's like, oh, it's Paul Pierce again. And you've got, like, you know, apparently the best coach of the last 20 fucking years, apparently, right? Settle the fuck down. Speaking of which, it's time for the unpopular opinion of the day.
Look at me.
It's the unpopular opinion of the day. Hey, people were overreacting the fuck out of Jason Tatum, huh? Yeah, nah, yeah. Jesus. Last five games, 12.6 points, 36% from the field, 3.4 assists a game, 4.6 rebounds. Yeah, just saying. Maybe not quite as good as we all thought. Same goes for Donovan fucking Mitchell. But yeah, Jason Tatum. The whole, like, he's basically Kobe mixed with Paul Pierce. Might have been a little bit overblown. It's early guns yet, but still. Just fucking pull it all back a little bit. All right, speaking of pulling it all back, let's head into Outback Takehouse. Come on into Outback, because it's Tuesday. And in Outback, that means 2-for-1 Alice Springs chicken. That means our mate Reg ran over a fucking emu, and we're cooking it up for you. Along with some tasty flame grilled takes, only at Outback. And today's flame grilled take is, I think that we can all agree that the best player from last year's draft class hasn't even played this year. Because forget Donovan fucking Mitchell. Forget Jason fucking Tatum. And especially forget those absolute spuds, Markel Fultz and Lonzo Ball. Because Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, is yet to play this year. And when he does, he's gonna fucking smash her. Only at Outback. That's a fun one, I guess. I mean, I actually can't wait to see Lowry next to Zach LaVine and stuff. Like, how much better will Chicago be when he gets back? But the point is, don't rush him back, Chicago. Tank. Tank as hard as you possibly can, sons. All right, we'll be back in a second with Australian Player Watch. It's going to be a quick one. Not many guys in action today. And Mango Mathiang check into the Shane Hill Shooter Shoot Your Shots. Light him up board right after this.
Oh, kia ora, Bruce. This is Stephen Adams, eh, Brew? And you're listening to NBA Stream, eh? Cheer, Brew.
All right, we are back. It's time for the NBA Australian Player Watch. Didn't have too many blokes in action today. Big Simo and Jonah Bolden, they've got Indy on Thursday. Joe Ingles, the jingler, in the loss to the Raps, he shot 3 of 13 from the field.
Gross.
That's an Adelaide special right there. 2 of 6 from three, 1 of 4 from the free throw line. That is literally the first time in his entire career he has missed 3 free throws in a game. What is going on, Jingles? So he scored 9 points, had 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 1 steal, and 2 turnovers in this game. Rough as guts. He is now, in his last 6 games, he would be 9 of 35 from 3. Jesus. But as mentioned earlier, Dante Exum had a pretty good one against the Raps. Went 3 of 4 from the field, 7 points, 1 of 1 from downtown, had 4 assists and 1 rebound, but only played 17 minutes. Meanwhile, Ricky Rubio is out there sputting it up. I don't know what the fuck's going on there. King Dello of Maribor and Kung Fu Thon Song Thon McCur, they play the Blazers tomorrow. Paddy Thrills Mills has got Miami on Thursday. Aaron Bangers Baines in the loss against Denver for the Celtics. He played 11 minutes. He had 2 points. Went 1 of 2 from the field. Had 2 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 block. 0 of 1 from 3. So Bangers, hashtag Bangers 3-point watch is now 7 of 19 for the year. And Ryan Rowdy Brockoff. The Mavs, look, they didn't play today, and I believe they host Washington tomorrow, so maybe you'll get out there, especially considering the Mavs might kick the absolute bejesus out of Washington. The G League guys, no one played today, so let's get into, where in the world is Mango Matthew-ing? Where is our Sudanese Australian at the moment? Well, he's still over there in Italy playing with Vanoli Cremona. And this week played against Banco de Sardegna, Sassari, and got the win. Smashed it, did Mango. Not a great game, though. 18 minutes, 0 points, 0 of 2 from the field, 7 rebounds and a block. So far for the year, averaging 6.2 points, 8.2 rebounds and a block a game for Vanoli Cremona. Good job, Mango. Good job. All right. But you know, it's Tuesday, so what do we do on Tuesdays? One of my absolute favorites. Praise the Lord, I'm healed. It's the Shane Heal Shooters. Shoot your shot. Light him up award. And today that just goes straight to jamming Jamal Murray. Literally, mate, he shoots that shot. Shot that shot at the very end of it. Going for 50. You know, if Shane Heal would have done it, you should do it. Should always have the WWSHD tattooed across your knuckles. What would Shane Heal do? Love it. Do it, son. You're at home. You're in front of your, you know, crowd. You've got 48 points. It's a career high. Shoot that 3. Absolute rip snorter of a game though. 19 to 28, 5 of 11 from 3, 48 points. That is a Shane Heal shoot your shot, light him up award winner right there on your Jam and Jamal. All right, we'll be back in a second with the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in inspiration board and some game previews right after these ones.
G'day, this is PDX Pete. When I'm not sipping on IPAs or throwing down voodoo donuts, I'm tuning in to NBA Straya. Fuck yeah.
Hi there, this is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Straya.
All right, it's time for the Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in slash inspiration board, and it's a pretty inspiring one today. Patty Mills retweeted a Spurs tweet saying, "That moment when you meet your favorite player as a Pizza Hut ball kid." Emoji prayer hands at Patty Mills. Oh, it was great. It's a little video of Patty chatting to one of the ball kids. On ya, Patty. That's immensely inspiring. The kid was beside herself. It was great. Patty Mills, just an absolute ledge. All right, let's get to today's game previews.
Game previews. It's Inadvertent Bane with the game previews.
Thanks, Inadvertent Bane. Wednesday, we've only got 4 games. Nice quick one tomorrow then. Atlanta at Charlotte. Oh, we got Kemba versus Proto Kemba. That would be Ice Trae Young. Nice one. That'd be pretty fun, actually. Charlotte should smash them. Let's quickly look at the odds. Today we smashed it. Atlanta, plus 11.5. Charlotte. Ooh, that's a little bit much, isn't it? Atlanta, I might take the plus 11.5 points. It's a long, long, long set of odds. Dallas, they are hosting the Washington Wizards, as mentioned. Wiz finally got a win. Mavs desperately need one. They are absolutely cratering. They've lost 6 straight. That is tied for the most in the league. You want to beat the Wizards as well because they are one of the worst teams going. Look, It's the very movable object versus the very stoppable force at the moment. So, Wizards, 1 point favorites, minus one. I'll take the Mavs at home, plus one. Yeah, give me that. Nets, they go to Phoenix. Suns, 1 point underdogs at home. I'll take the Nets, minus one. Thank you, sir. Because this should actually be kind of fun. It's two young, quick teams. Might not be pretty, but it'll be certainly entertaining, I guess. Get to see DeAndre Ayton go up against Fro Allen. That should be awesome. Caris LeVert going against Josh Jackson. D'Angelo Russell doing stuff against, I don't know, Devin Booker. That'd be all right. And then finally, Milwaukee. I hear it's Algonquin for the good land. At Portland, this should be a classic. Game of the night. Damon CJ versus the Greek Freak. Zach Collins versus bad Zach Collins. Brooke Lopez. Should be great. I'm excited for this. Bucks are 1.5 point favorites in Portland. So I will take the Portland Trail Blazers at plus 1.5. I think they will win that. Looking pretty good. But Milwaukee, man, they are crushing it at the moment. I also really just like how Portland matches up against this team. You know, there's a lot of sort of length that they can sort of maybe help to slow down Milwaukee with. 8-1 the Bucks are. Jeez. And 7-3 Blazers. Actually, maybe I'll change this. I'll take Milwaukee. Minus 1.5. Yeah. It's pretty good. Milwaukee are good. Right, and you know what? That's it for today. We're back tomorrow with more ridiculousness. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that sort of stuff. We're all over socials during the games. Chuck us a rating review on iTunes and Google Podcasts, would you? Helps out heaps. Thanks to From Ozzo for the intro and outro music. Go check out their new band, though, House Hats. Their new single, I've Been Broken, plays over Yeah Nah every day here at NBA Australia. It's an absolute rip snorter. So go hit up Triple J or whatever radio station you listen to and request it. Thanks to Fascinator, Ramshackle Army, Iowa, Sex Jedi, Green, and Dozers for all the tunes. You hear them every episode. Give them all a smash and Bandcamp, Facey, whatever. And stick around for a new Jingles HR with Joe Ingles. It's going to be awesome. Can't wait. And that's it. We'll catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying... Later, horizon! Oh, g'day. It's Joe Ingles here from Jingles HR. And look, we've got a very special episode of Jingles HR this week because, look, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but I'm struggling. I'm just really struggling. So I've decided to give myself a bit of a pep talk and come up with some KPIs for myself. So, look, this is a sort of thing that we do with, like, you know, other employees in Jingles HR, and I figured that I need to take a good, hard, long look at myself. So let's get to it. So, all right, looking at this piece of paper. Okay, Joe, so your performance over the past couple of weeks has been down on what we've been expecting from me. So what can I do to help me bring that level of competency back up and get everyone on board and going forward in the right direction moving forward? What are the KPIs that you can hit? Well, for starters, I've got to like hit more shots. That's one. That'd be a good start. I've got to make sure that I'm shooting over 45% from three. I'm down to 39 at the moment. That's not good. And handing off more than 4.5 assists a game. That'd be pretty smart. How's that sound as a bit of a starter? Well, looking at this paper, it's pretty good. So is there anything else you think that management can do to help out here at Jingles HR? It is a team sport and everyone has to chip in to ensure organizational success, as we always say. Yeah, no, I'm right. I think I just need to put each other, everybody and each other, in a position to succeed, and the results will come from that. So look, to reiterate, I think my personal KPIs are I've got to hit more shots, I've got to shoot better than 45% from three, I've got to pass the ball better and get at least 4.5 assists a game, and I've got to not miss free throws. I don't know how I missed 3 free throws today, but it's ridiculous. So I reckon that's a good start. All right, so look, see, even HR managers need their HR managed on the odd occasion. So I hope this helps you and me with your human resources, because as we say at Jingles HR, just hit the bloody shot, would ya? Jesus, Joe. All right, so, sorry. Okay, that's it for this week then. Hopefully I hit those KPIs. I've been Joe Ingles, and I'll chat to you next week on NBA Australia. Get a dog up ya. Yeah.